Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Police officers, construction workers, drivers of all sorts, and after-hours revelers can all be found in one of the very few establishments open in the early morning hours in Boston, Doughboy Donuts in South Boston. WBUR's Miles Gordon paid a visit for the latest report in our occasional series on Boston After Hours.
Let's see. I'll do a chocolate.
The glaze?
Yep. Two of the glazed jelly.
Amid the aroma of powdered sugar, custard filling, lightly fried dough, and perpetually brewing coffee, you hear the ever-present call of the hungry customer.
Dude, definitely a Boston cream. And I get my coffee with extra, extra sugars and extra, extra milks.
That's Boston EMT Michael Murphy doing a good deed for some fellow late-shift workers.
We were just discussing getting a dozen donuts and dropping them off at Boston Medical Center for the nurses.
That night shift camaraderie draws patrons to Doughboy Donuts.
This is the absolute best place in the city. They're open all night long, and all the girls here are lovely. They're always very nice to us, and they have a magician in the back that whips up all these donuts.
Murphy's favorite?
Butternut. I'm a little bit of a butternut from way back.
Medium hot chocolate with some coffee in it. And, for mother, six little mini Boston cream.
Located on Dorchester Avenue in South Boston, Doughboy Donuts is a well-lit rectangular box with a long counter, wire baskets of donuts on the wall behind the counter, a few tables. There's a restaurant convenience store section, but it's closed late night. And there's a pretty steady flow of patrons at all hours.
It's very convenient and necessary at 3 o'clock in the morning to get a cup of coffee, and they've always been very accommodating to be here at this hour.
Lou Capone, a patrolman for the Boston University Police, is taking a quick break from a night of some college police action.
Not bad. One bad guy, a couple of drunk students who attracted the attention of the police and got it.
Well, I hope they learned. They're students. I hope they learned a lesson.
We hope so. We don't like to see them more than once in their four-year career at BU.
Doughboy Donuts sees heavy equipment driver Brian Daugherty a lot.
I come in every day because I work right across the street right there. But the fried chicken, unbelievable.
Daugherty is a big Doughboy fan, and at 3:30 a.m., he's downright rhapsodic.
The DB is where it's at. You cannot believe it. Anywhere, right here in Southie, right here in Boston, that's where it's at. The DB is where you need to be.
I am making two sausage, egg, and cheese. They're both on glazed donuts.
That decadent sandwich, the sausage, egg, and cheese on a sliced glazed donut, is a house specialty. It's being prepared by Laura Michelle Ellies. She's 25 and loves the night shift.
I've worked here for about 4 years, and it's gone pretty fast. I love all the customers, a lot of regulars. You know, you become like a lot of friends, and everybody you work with is kind of like family because, you know, the small business is way better than a big business.
This business has been here for 38 years. In 2012, it was bought by longtime manager Phyllis Fandel, whose brother and daughter are both on staff. In a city like Boston that goes to sleep early, it's a donut shop that doesn't sleep at all. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miles Gordon.